John, I push. What do you push, John? I push the truck. Where do you push, John? On the Delaware Lackawanna, one, the one, the one, the one, the Delaware Lackawanna, yeah.
Pushing away the dew, just hustling and bustling for my baby, making a dream come true. Lots of things make me unhappy. What do I care if they do? I'm hustling and bustling for my baby, making a dream come true. She'd like to have a little cottage by the brook beside the hill. And I'm so much in love with her, I'm mighty sure she will. Oh, I'm up with the rooster each morning, pushing away the dew, just hustling and bustling for my baby, making a dream. Oh, baby, that's still, that's still.
Work, work, work. Oh my goodness. Yes, that's what we're about tonight. This is our career day. This is our job fair here at Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, your coordinator. Totally unsuited to the task, I might say, but I can play these discs. I can do that. And Radiola is on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Continuing. Well, before we continue, let's begin. We began with the Six Jumping Jacks. Where Do You Work, John? 1926. A little political incorrectness there. Not the last, but you'll hear tonight, I'm sure. Then Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, Hustlin' and Bustlin' for Baby. I'm up with the rooster this morning, too. I was passing him on my way to bed. I stayed up all night putting the show together. Just that's how I do things. Yes, I looked at the sun today. I said, what the heck is that? Finally, Moe's Tapiero, our ocarina man. That field was pretty wide open for Moe's, playing the William Tell overture there, ocarina virtuoso. I don't think not much competition in that field. Now, a song that you will recognize. Different lyrics, though, unfortunately. I wish I had the original lyrics, but this will sort of point you in that direction, and I hope evoke the original that you may remember from the movie. And this is Harry Roy and his band, British band, with Hi Ho. Different hi, not the Rudy Valley Hi Ho, but the, you know what Hi Ho this is. You've heard it since you were a kid. 1938.
people in this lonely old world who are the loneliest three. Why, the cop on the beat, the man in the moon, and me. Around the corner there's a party of ten. Here on the corner are we, the cop on the beat, the man in the moon, and me. I go to my room and I open the door, but there's nothing but blue. So I go to the corner just to hang around some more. I see the happy-looking couples go by. They're so in love they can't see. The cop on the beat, the man in the moon, and me. People in this lonely old world, who are the loneliest three? Why, the cop on the beat, the man in the moon, and me. Around the corner there's a party of dead. Here on the corner are we, the cop on the beat, the man in the moon, and me. I go to my room and I open the door, but there's nothing but gloom. So I go to the corner just to hang around some more. I see the happy-looking couples go by. They're so in love they can't see. The cop on the beat, the man in the moon, and me.
Beside you on the tender feet, let a big fat buckaroo pass. I'm the toughest hombre you'll ever meet, though I may be the last. Yes, siree, we're a vanishing race. No, siree, can't last long. Step aside you on the tender feet while I sing my song. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, but my legs ain't bold and my cheeks ain't tan. I'm a cowboy who never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how. And the show ain't fixin' to start it now. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride, oh, I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, cause I ride the range in a 48. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. To hear the band. I know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go, cause I learned them all on the radio. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. The West is wild around the borderland, where the buffalo roam around the zoo, and the Indians make you a rug or two, and the old barrex is a barbecue. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay, yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Yeah, I'm an old cowhand. Not from Andover, but from the Rio Grande. Yes, Chick Bullock singing there with his orchestra, so-called, pickup group, and Bunny Berrigan was in there. He came in a little early there on the last bit, but what a player. What an amazing trumpeter he was. As you well know, do I need to tell you anymore? And before that, and that was from, I think, 1936, according to what I've got here, Phil Harris and his orchestra, a transcription from the Coconut Grove. Leah Ray on the vocal, The Cop on the Beat, The Man in the Moon, and me. That's a... if we were under surveillance, at least somebody's watching us. Let's hear it for the NSA. That was 1932. Before that, Harry Roy and his band singing the work unfriendly version of Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho. It's, well, I guess it's not Off the Work We Go, because they weren't ready. It was tea time. 1938. Continuing, let's take this a little bit to a slightly seedy level. Ruth Etting, in desperation, striving to make a living in a rather tough profession. Here she is. All you career day kids. I'm sure you would rather go on to the next exhibit, but it's a nice song anyway. None of you, I'm sure, wants to work where this lady works, but who can say? I just thought she was some kind of sociologist, trying to, you know, doing a study of the types of the male in the Diamond Dance environment, but apparently not. This was her real job. In the song, 10 cents a dance, 1928.
I work at the palace. But gee, that palace is cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know, the kind the palace features at exactly a dime a throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I've found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes. I'm there till closing time. gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dime.
If I'm raising the rent, better times are taking too long. The panic's on and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song. Trouble has gotten me down. I've made my mind up. I'd rather wind up camping out in a tent than being in the middle of solving a riddle known as raising the rent.
My bronchial tubes were entrancing, My epiglottis has filled him with glee. He simply loved my larynx and went wild about my pharynx, but he never said he loved me. He said my epidermis was darling and found my blood as blue as could be. He went through wild ecstatics when I showed him my lymphatics, but he never said he loved me. And though no doubt it was not very smart of me, I kept on racking my soul to figure out why he loved every part of me, and yet not me as a whole. By my esophagus he was ravished, enthusiastic to a degree. He said 'twas just enormous, my appendix vermiformis, but he never said he loved me. He said my cerebellum was brilliant and my cerebrum far from NG. I know he thought a lot of my medulla oblongata, but he never said he loved me. He said my maxillaries were marvels and found my sternum stunning to see. He did a double hurdle when I shook my pelvic girdle, but he never said he loved me. He seemed amused when he first made a test of me to further his medical art, yet he refused when he fixed up the rest of me to cure that ache in my heart. I know he thought my pancreas perfect, and for my spleen was keen as could be. He said of all his sweeties, I'd the sweetest diabetes, but he never said he loved me.
I guess it's easy to be a hypochondriac in that position. Gertrude Lawrence, from 1933, The Physician, a song by Cole Porter. Before Gertrude, we had Ramona, One Name, and Roy Bargy, Raisin' the Rent, from 1933. Beautiful transfer there. That's from the Bluebird series. Recently came out. Very nice stuff. I'll be delving into that disc a bit later again tonight. Beginning with Ruth Henning with her classic song, her big, big hit, 10 Cents a Dance. And that was from 1928. Now, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Mildred Bailey, singing about let's keep this in the gutter, shall we? Junk Man, 1934.
Glad rags, I'm gonna wear a gown of black. better pack your trunk, man. Pack your bag, 'cause I'm getting on your track. Now I ain't bragging. You can't throw me down. I'm gonna fix your wagon so you can't go to town. I'm gonna do you right, 'cause you done me wrong. I'm gonna do you black and blue, and then I'll tell that junk man to come along and pick up what's left of you.
Thank you. is our business, rhythm is what we sell. Rhythm is our business, business sure is swell. Now if you feel blue, rhythm's what you need. If you got rhythm, you sure to succeed. Rhythm is our business, business sure is swell. He's the drummer man in the band.
In the band.
Crawl beats on them drums in the band.
In the
band. Oh, when he does tricks with sticks, the boys in the band all play hot licks. He plays saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Joe plays the saxophone in the band.
In the band.
Oh, when he goes up that scale, see the pop doo da doo da dee. Mose plays on the bass in the band. Mose plays on that bass in the band.
In the band.
Now when he picks all those strings, happiness to you he brings. He blows on the trumpet in the band.
In the band.
Steve blows all that trumpet in the band.
In the
band. Oh, he's the guy, hits him high, makes you think he's in the sky.
Rhythm is our business. Like the Family Planet Clinic of the Diocese, definitely. Rhythm is our business. That's what I'm selling tonight, rhythm. I'm Andy Sr. on WHCL 88.7 FM and WHCL.org. This is Radiola, because I couldn't think of a better name for it. Yes, Jimmy Lunsford and his theme song, his signature tune, Rhythm is Our Business. That was from 1934. Before Jimmy Lunsford, Louis Russell and his orchestra. The New Call of the Freaks. More of those garbage men in there. They must have a union. That was from 29. Before that, Mildred Bailey singing Junk Man. An allied profession, no doubt. 1934. That was with Benny Goodman's pickup group at that point. And now we proceed with somebody else who is going to sing two songs of different professions, and both of them are avid at what they do. They certainly are dedicated professionals. Starting with, well, you know Chick Sale. And if you don't, you can Google him. But this is his song, I'm a Specialist.
My name is Lemuel Putt. I'm a slicker and I'm nothing else but. Maybe you've all heard tell about the fella makes the building so well. I'm a carpenter by trade. I make anything that's ever been made. But now I build one thing, and as a builder I am suddenly king. I'm a specialist, and a gosh darn good one too. I'm a specialist, and I'll tell you what I do. Now I build people necessary things, not airplanes that flies around in rings, but we need them a dunside western wings. I'm a specialist. Now one day Elmer Ridgway come to me and he says, now looky here, I want you to build me a building that will last from year to year. So out to Elmer's place I goes to look things over every foot. Company's there, so I just yells, hey Elmer, where do you want her put? Elmer says, my problem is to put her where she'll hand to me. Now I've been thinking that I would build her right underneath my apple tree. But I says, Elmer, listen to me. Now don't you be a silly goof. Nothing's quite so bad as hearing apples dropping on your roof. Just have your path go past the woodpile to the house right in a straight line. Now if you'll do just as I tell you, everything will turn out fine. For every trip they'll gather wood, which is a gosh almighty boon. For on a good day, well, you will have your derned old wood box filled by noon. The upkeep's practically nothing. The cost is cut right to the bone. You will never have to worry as long as Sears Roebuck keeps a-going. Someone asked me, Lem, what is the average life of this here book? Now, there's a problem that I have studied. Time and trouble I have took. New book's out in January, and say you get it on New Year's Day. Well, you should reach the harness section somewhere around the 1st of May. And how do you want your door to open? Swinging in or swinging out? I'd say have her swinging in and save your mind a lot of doubt. Just say you're meditating peaceful, the air and sunlight beating in. Suppose you hear someone coming down the pathway fast as in. If your door swings in, why, all you gotta do is to kick her shut. But if she swings out, you're caught there, sure as my name's Lemuel Punt. I'm a specialist, and a gosh darn good one, too. I'm a specialist, and I'll tell you what I do. Now, ever since Eve ate that northern spy, there's time folks likes to shun the public eye. So a much-needed blessing I supply. I'm a specialist.
I used to be as happy as a squirrel in a tree, till a man who sold insurance made a nervous wreck of me. He followed me persistently, and if I'm put away, that bird who sold insurance made me what I am today. For there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He will follow you and fret you, but remember he will get you, for he gets us all in the end. In spite of every way I tried to leave him in the lurch, he chased me into subways and he followed me to church. I even spent a night in jail in my desire to hide. But in the morning, George Insurance waiting just outside. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He'll be sweeter than molasses, but when he puts on his glasses, well, he gets us all in the end. One day at Coney Island, when I went in for a swim, a man swam up beside me who was no one else but him. Said he to me, I'm glad to see you love the ocean wave, but our 20-year endowment is the only way to save. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. He is always bright and snappy, and no wonder that he's happy, for he gets us all in the end. One day I saw him coming, so I quickly climbed a tree. But George Insurance saw me too, and he climbed up after me. Said he to me, up in the tree, I'm fond of nature too. But our 20-year endowment is the policy for you. Oh, there's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. He's everybody's best friend. And the harder that you make it, believe me, he can take it, for he gets us all in the end.
I will be your dustpan if you will be my broom, and we will work together, honey, all around this room. I will be your clothespin if you'll be my pulley line, and we'll hang out together, baby, won't that just be fine? Now I will be your dishpan if you will be my dish. And we'll be thrown together. Oh, what more could we wish? I will be your razor if you'll be my razor blade. This is just a porter's love song to a little chambermaid. Be your dustpan if you will be my broom, and we will work together, honey, all around this room. I will be your clothespin if you'll be my pulley line, and we'll hang out together, baby, won't that just be fine? Now I will be your dishpan, baby, if you will be my dish. And we'll be thrown together. Oh, what more could we wish? I will be your window if you'll be my window shade. This is still a porter's love song to that same chambermaid.
The porter seemed not to have a paucity of imagination, which I appreciate. That was Pinky Tomlin from 1935. Porter's, whatever, in English, it's a porter's love song to a chambermaid. Before that, two by Frank Crummett, one from 1935 as well. There's no one with endurance like the man who sells insurance. Beginning with, I'm a specialist. Not Bob the Builder, but another builder. And one they sincerely needed in those days. Now we just go to Home Depot and just put one in there. That's all we do. So simple. Too easy, as a matter of fact. Now, Calypso would certainly have some... shine some light on that particular aspect of the human condition of work and the lack thereof. Here's Wilmoth Houdini from 1940 singing one of his biggest selling records. I've played it before, but God, I like this one. Poor but ambitious.
Too beg, too honest, too steal. Employers, please listen to my appeal. I'm too proud to beg, too honest, too steal. Employers, please listen to my appeal. Night and day I'm walking the streets. Nothing to eat and nowhere to sleep. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you. Give me something to do. Not asking for social equality, to rank with the rich in their company, to drive around New York in their motor cars, or to go to their penthouses and smoke their cigars. All I want is a job with a decent wage, to exist now and provide for old age. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you, give me something to do. Thank you. began to sing. My mother told me I'll be a king. She spoke to me confidentially, saying the older you get, the better you'll be. And when you sing all the minor psalms, it will cause trials and a sensation. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you. Give me something to do. The reason why I'm appealing to you, I've got a wife, four children, and a mother too. They reside in the West Indies and are depending on me financially. Friends, many days I feel I can die. I feel like committing suicide. So kind-hearted employers, my case is up to you. Give me something to do. Not the crooner Rudy Valley or the songbird Mr. Bing Crosby. People, I want you to understand, I am not Guy Lombardo, no Paul Whiteman. This is plain Papa Houdini, the Calypso King of the West Indies. And every man was born to be free and to be happy from suppression and misery.
Did you not hear what was happening around?
No.
You didn't hear the talk in the tongue?
No.
Well, let me tell you just what was wrong.
Yes.
Join in my chorus and sing in the song.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
I've eaten the boppy one bumbada.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
I've eaten the dandy da 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 da.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
Don't talk about how this place was hot,
mm-hmm.
as if everyone had made a plot.
Mm-hmm.
All us alone, I mean, they follow up the tune.
Mm-hmm.
It was even crooned by the man in the moon. Twas
golden soap, penny quarter cake.
Wow, fidette and beaten, da 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 da.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
A beetle, da 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 da.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
So lost, everyone was amazed.
Mm-hmm.
So help me bless, well, the whole town was dazed.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, boy, I bung to confess.
Mm-hmm.
When we heard the tune, well, it really caused a messing in
gold. Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
I'll be that m-b-b-b-da.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
Beat eating that and beating wa-pa-pa-da.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
Ah, ba, be wa, ba, ba, da. Mm-hmm. Be, be, da, da, dee, dee, da, dee, da. Be, ba, lam, be, be, wa, ba, be, dam, be, be, da.
Mm-hmm.
A, be, da, 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 dee, wam, be, be, da.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
Ah, be, dee, 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 wa.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Golden soap, penny quarter cake.